Speaking in Juba on Monday at the Economic Cluster's first policy reform seminar since the signing of the 2018 peace agreement, Vice President James Wanyika addressed the theme, Reigniting Economic Recovery and Inclusive Growth, or PFM reform stipulated in Chapter 4 of the peace deal, is vital in a resource allocation equality across South Sudan.
PFM is the backbone of the revitalized peace agreement. The overall mandate is to maintain aggregate fiscal discipline compatible with microeconomic stability and proper growth. It is to allocate resources consistent with priorities.
Wanyika says South Sudan has abundant minerals and natural resources that remain largely unexploited, with the exception of oil. He noted the 5.5-year conflict crippled South Sudan's economic growth, but said lawmakers must adhere to the economic reforms spelled out in the peace deal by encouraging people to increase food production and diversifying the economy.
Non-oil has been amounting to only actually less than 2%. Because there were grants and so on, and all total to 2%. This is very miserable. That means 98% of our revenue, and therefore GDP, emanate from oil. This is very misleading. It's like a desert mileage. Misleading totally. It's supposed to be the opposite. What if tomorrow we deplete the oil and it is fast depleting anyway, whether we like it or not?
Wanyika says South Sudan must stop relying on neighboring countries to provide food. Christy Iyankora, United Nations Development Programme or UNDP Deputy Resident Representative for South Sudan, says the stakeholders of the peace agreement should identify ways to reform public finance management and strengthen financial institutions as part of the country's economic recovery.
The theme is not for nothing. A lot has been done. There's still a lot more to do. And so this conversation and the subsequent 11 that are supposed to come is all part of that attempt for all of us, no matter which sector or ministry you belong to identify how you can be part of that reignition of economic growth, such that the ideals that were put together in the R assets, but also in the revised national development strategy, can be achieved for the betterment of South Sudan and South Sudanese.
Iyankora says the UNDP will support the country as it seeks to improve its public finance institutions at all levels.
We will continue to engage with the government and other stakeholders to strengthen economic policy, institutional capacities, and legal frameworks for the economic cluster. But it's not just for the economic cluster, but for all other important sectors of the economy. And particularly as state institutions are being put in place, we also want to continue the support to states, whether it's in planning, public financial management, such that the good work being done at the national level will also be cascaded to the state level.
She says once South Sudan has strong states with the capacity to deliver services, it can say economic development has improved across the country.
Apart from the ongoing reforms in public expenditure management, revenue administration and procurement management, a set of complementary reforms are underway. We are bent on doing them. To scale up efficiency of the public sector, this is the aim. Notable among them are, number one, a number of laws have been enacted to strengthen the regulatory framework to bring financial discipline in the operation of certain key institutions.
Wanyika says widespread digitalization reforms are underway to cover the national government all the way down to the Boma level. He says these reforms will improve service delivery and reduce corruption across the country. Chapter 4 of the peace agreement provides for economic and financial management reforms to achieve transparency in the management of all revenues from oil and non-oil revenue collections. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.